This is the Mutual Newsroom in San Francisco. We interrupt the program originally scheduled at this time to bring you a special broadcast from the Philippines by Royal Arch Gunnison, Mutual's war correspondent at Leyte Island. In his report, transcribed via Special Army Facilities, Mr. Gunnison discusses the plan of Filipino justice regarding natives accused of collaborating with the enemy. Here is his report.
Hello, United States. This is Royal Arch Gunnison reporting to you from the Philippine Islands. This is an important moment for the Philippine Islands because what happens in the next few days will affect every one of the 17 million Filipinos who have had any contact with the Japanese forces of occupation. Today, the Liberation Administration of President Sergio Osmeña began a series of hearings for attempts to judge the guilt or innocence of certain Filipinos who are suspected of collaboration with the Japs, or, as they say here, are suspected of being disloyal. Today, the new liberation justice began to work, and it will be interesting to watch in view of what has happened in the way of murders and excesses of justice in Europe. Thus far, violence has been held to an absolute minimum here in the Philippines. One thing, however, needs to be made clear. The hearings that are now taking place are not final trials. They are purely hearings by a specially created and high-powered type of grand jury. Chairman of this investigation committee is Filipino Major General Casillo Valdez, cabinet officer, and a man generally respected throughout the Philippines. The idea is this. The committee is made up entirely of Filipinos. It makes recommendations only. At a later date, the new Filipino Department of Justice will make the decision not guilty or guilty and assess the penalty from death or a life imprisonment to a fine of about $10,000. Thus, this is an intermediary stage of justice. But nevertheless, it is important in setting the pattern for bigger jack puppets than have yet been caught in the dragnet. The present crop of prisoners include a couple of former governors, some minor municipal officials, and an increasing number of humble and not-so-humble folk. One of these governors was heard in part today. President Osmeña has promised that each suspect, no matter whom, shall be given his full day in court. General MacArthur has an official United States observer pardon, but the Filipinos are carrying out their own brand of westernized oriental justice. And now, as to the progress of the military campaign. The communique says that rains have restricted all operations. General Kruger, commanding the Fighting Sixth Army, commented this way, "You really can't compare our tropical jungle weather warfare with what the GIs are facing in the pre-winter weather in Europe. But as far as we are concerned here, the only thing we don't have to contend with is frostbite," he said. "But there isn't a sweating GI in the Philippines today who wouldn't trade a few mosquito bites for some good old football weather frostbite." This is Royal Arch Gunnison reporting to you from the Philippine Islands. I now return you to Mutual in the United States.
You have just heard Royal Arch Gunnison, Mutual's correspondent with General MacArthur's forces at Leyte Island, reporting on the pending trial of 30 Filipino natives accused of collaborating with the Japanese enemy. Mutual, the network for news, has presented another broadcast from one of its correspondents at the battlefront. This program came to you from the Mutual Newsroom in San Francisco. We return you now to the program originally scheduled.